Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the third day of April. I'm Paul. Thanks for joining me. I want to encourage you to go check out our midweek Wednesday sermon release. We release the Tuesday evening Bible study every Wednesday, and you can catch that wherever you're catching your podcast, the full-length version, full audio version available there. If you like video, and video can be important on these midweeks because I reference screens quite a bit. We talk a lot about, I'll make comments or put scriptures up and I'll reference something on the screen. Those videos are available at our YouTube page, PWM. Of course, all of it available at paulwhiteministries.com. Also, we are going to release something behind the additional content paywall this month for April. It will be the question and answer session from our sessions in the Netherlands. We'll be putting that up very soon. I meant to do that in March. You know my schedule of moving in March kind of ruined everything. It's amazing we got anything done. So one more thing was just too many things. But I mean, I'm going to put that up in April. And I think before the year, I think the way we may do this as the year proceeds is to release the sermons from the conference with translator. We may try and release those monthly as we move throughout the year because I have a very deep backlog of material, or at least a very deep bench to pull from on posting new sermons. And so, because we're weekly at the Garden now, so I don't feel the need to hold on to things too long. And so we're going to start to put many of them in the additional content spot. So it's a good time to be an additional content member. And if you've not joined that, please do so. One price, one time, a password gets you in, and then you get everything we put back there. Right now, that is going at $75 as our additional content. You can get this at paulwhiteministries.com. When you do that, when you sign up and use your password, and then you go back in, you can always just go back up to the drop-down menu. Even if it looks like it's telling you to sign up again, if you've signed up and put your password in the same browser, just go back up to the drop-down menu, and it will show you all the things that are there. You have access to them. Just click on them. And we try to populate that frequently. Okay. I'm sorry for that. I actually didn't turn the microphone on today to do that. I just, once stuff starts coming out, I'm like, get all this out there. You say it because you never remember to say it. So there it is. Today, we're in Luke chapter 11. Again, apologies that we didn't jump right in. This is middle of the week. I try to save that announcement stuff for the weekend. Luke chapter 11, Jesus has just told the story of the friend that comes at midnight. You have a friend. You go to him at midnight. You say to him, friend, lend me three loaves. It's actually, I'm saying it wrong. It's not the friend that comes at midnight. It's you go to your friend at midnight. That's really the best way to say that story, because it's your friend inside the house. And framing it as your friend is different than framing it as your father. And I want to show you why. Verse 9 is the next verse. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask, seek, knock. Here's what we say about this passage often, and everyone amens it. If you ask and you don't get an answer, ask louder, keep asking. If you seek and you don't find it, keep seeking. If you knock and he doesn't open, keep knocking. We teach this verse almost reflexively as a persistence verse. And we do it because of the story in front of it, because the man comes to the house at midnight and he knocks on the door and he says, hey, I got visitors, but I don't have bread. Can you give me some bread to give them? So he sort of plays into pity. He plays into friendship. And the guy finally says, okay, you know, I'm in bed with my kids. No, go away. Knock, 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 knock. Okay. I'm going to give you what you want, but I'm not going to do it because we're friends. And this is a detail Jesus doesn't have to throw in. Like, if your friend came to your house at midnight and knocked, and you finally opened the door to give it to them, would you say, look, I'm not doing this because we're friends. I'm doing this because you won't leave me alone. You could have just kept that to yourself. So the point of Jesus' story is not to show, you know, kindness or compassion. It's to show that even people that love you, even people that are your friends, can be reluctant to give you what you need. And they'll make you ask over and over again because they're just friends. They're not family. They'll make you seek and ask and knock repeatedly because they're not, because you don't have the inherent right to their stuff. Who has the inherent right to their stuff? Well, let's read on. Everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. Okay, if you ask, you get it. If you seek, you find it. If you knock, it's opened. Then what's the point of that previous story? Why does that guy have to keep knocking? Because verse 11, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? I'll stop there today because I want to finish the rest of the story tomorrow, but I want to say this. Did you notice that Jesus says, if a son asks? Now, the Lord's Prayer kicks off the chapter. Watch this sequence of events. The Lord's Prayer kicks off the chapter because the disciples just watched Mary sit at Jesus' feet at the end of Luke 10, and they were amazed at Jesus' response to Martha. You're distracted and you're troubled. What you need in your life is to carve space like Mary. And the disciples then in private go to Jesus and go, okay, that's what we want. Show us how to do that. And Jesus said, okay, then pray like this. Start calling him your father. By the way, there's another way to do this. Because in the natural way of the world, you'd go to your friends and you'd knock on their door and knock on their door and knock on their door, and they'd eventually give you what you want, but they'd only do it because you're pests. But with the Father, just ask, just seek, just knock, because you're sons. If a son asks. You see, in the story of you going to your friend's house at midnight, there's a father in bed with his children, and there's a guy on the outside of the door. Ask yourself today where you need to be in this story in relation to the Father. Do you need to see him as a friend and you're on the outside of his house begging? Or do you need to see yourself as his son nestled in rest inside the house? And how you see yourself in relation to God, either friend or son, might determine how you pray. More tomorrow. God bless.